You ding darn danguses, you suck at goats, use Dante, aight?
And they after they did use Dante,
and then they
I
went,
got a little.
No.
I got a text that said, "Holy shit, bitch ass fuck, get wrecked, trash man." Oh no, get wrecked, trash man. And then I said, "Gonna kill myself real quick," because I checked the score and it was sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then Adam said, "Eat my ass. All they needed was to go bankrupt and they crush your boys." So, yeah. And then I sent him a picture about John Cena getting a boner. And then...
That's a direct quote, boys. We are history.
You watch that new Adam Sandler movie on Netflix?
Why would I have watched that? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Broverwatch podcast. My name is Adam Cook, and as always, I'm joined by a Yanni boy, Calder Amos Wood. Calder, how are you doing on this too late?
Laurel?
Yanni.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. So, now,
dude.
Now, if things went according to plan so far, last week's podcast will have come out a couple days ago, and the mid-season power rankings will come out in a couple days. I want to apologize again. This is my first time apologizing vocally, but I'm going to apologize.
No, I think you apologized last week too.
Yeah, but
your voice.
Yeah,
never mind. It's fine. Don't worry.
The point is, my apologies. Nobody cares. Okay. Anyway, this is the Broverwatch podcast. For those of you who don't know, it's where two children of justice,
stinky boys,
talk about the Overwatch League. It's a little too late because I got distracted because I was playing NBA 2K19 with my brother. And
yeah, but you fucking suck, don't you?
Well, I beat him when we played an actual game, and then we played 3-on-3, and he whooped me.
I want to play against your brother.
Because he chose Steph Curry, classic Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson. So he just kept hitting threes.
Who did you choose?
I chose Yao Ming, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kobe Bryant.
Weak.
So I was hitting those twos, baby, but he would literally just go. And then he'd hit every three, so I got killed.
It's okay. One day you'll learn what a good 3-on-3 team is. Here's a hint, not two guys that are way too tall.
Well, that was my second team. My first team was Fred VanVleet, who, while good, not good in the game.
No, not good in the game at all.
and then Jeremy Lin, who...
Not good in the game.
Yep.
Or, well, I mean, he barely
He's better than Freddy in the game, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. And then who was my third? I forget who my third was.
Victor Oladipo in 2013.
Oh, it was, what's his name?
Aaron Gordon.
How am I forgetting this?
What team does he play on? Toronto?
Golden State.
Andre Iguodala, Draymond Green.
Draymond Klay Green.
Thompson. That's probably one of the worst pickup basketball teams I've ever heard in my life.
I was just picking people I liked. Anyway.
Oh, so you like Draymond Green? Interesting.
I just like him because he's goofy and he yells a lot.
Our parade was today, and
dude,
I don't think either of us went, huh?
No, neither of us went. Why would either of us go?
I don't know.
I was working, and you were watching movies.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, how
I was working.
Also, there was no way we would get into that city. It was crammed full. If for people who don't know what we're talking about, the Toronto Raptors won the NBA. And there was a massive parade in Toronto.
We just won the NBA. Yep. We own the NBA now.
We win. So. But there was a massive parade in Toronto, and it was the biggest parade in sporting event history. At least in North America. Maybe worldwide, but I doubt it because people love soccer in some
places.
Dude,
those Europeans are dog shit, so it's definitely the world.
Anyway, it was kind of nuts. Now, before we get into things... let's recite Washington's prayer real quick. Should I speed run this like I'm Eminem?
Sure.
O Wizard Young, who art in Washington, to justice be thy name, thy coaching come, thy games be won on stages, there in scrims, give us this stage our single win, and forgive us our choking as we forgive those who choke against us, and lead us not into throwing, but deliver us from Pepe Gatier, for thine is the standings, the map record, and the glory, until next season, amen. That's pretty good. It doesn't seem as good when I say it fast. But hey,
it's okay.
Maybe the shtick's getting old. We'll see next week. Anyway, this was a week.
I'm going to start off with the little news, and it's really going to shake up the league here, boys.
Oh, I know. I think what it is, but I don't think it matters. But go ahead.
Rain joined the Florida Mayhem. And you know what that means, boys. They're still going to lose a lot.
Hey, let's sign. Hey, how about we sign a new player in a role that isn't our weakest link?
I mean, the whole team's the weakest link. They're also signing an off tank, though.
Are they?
Yeah, he was, from what the Reddit comments are saying, he was a top four Diva, Zarya, and Kareem contenders.
Who?
In that guy's opinion.
Who?
The tank they're signing, Gargoyle.
Well, in that case, good for them for trying to figure something out, because all of the comments were, why are you signing Rain when you need a replacement? Basically, they were all, no matter who you sign, as long as Zephyr is on the starting lineup, you're going to lose. Poor guy, but bad. Yeah, so maybe Rain will do something,
but I
doubt it.
Every second Zephyr is still playing makes me die a little inside. So, yeah, I feel that. That's it.
And also, just a real quick thing, the replay thing is out.
Oh, yeah. The patch today? Did the patch go out?
No, it's tomorrow as of recording this, but it will be out as of uploading this. So go use that. I feel like people are going to get better at Overwatch in general now, because they'll be able to watch themselves be bad.
Yeah, most people won't, though. No. Because I'm definitely not going to use it.
What I might do is use it to like practice casting. Like I'll play games, and then I'll just save the replay and then cast them. Anyway, let's get into the games, because it's a bit of a wonky week here. We didn't really talk about which teams to talk about afterwards, so let's just skim through this, because some of them are very skippable. But the first one's not. The first one we've got to dwell on a little bit.
Hold on one second. I'd just like to get some records up here.
What records? While Calder's doing that, the game I'm talking about is the game where Houston Outlaws beat the San Francisco Shock, the best team in the world. The Houston Outlaws, as Calder says, the worst team that's ever existed. I believe that's
Florida,
a direct
dude.
Quote.
Did you not listen to what we just said about Florida?
Yeah.
I'd rather cut my balls off than watch Zephyr play. That's mean.
And you did say in our mid-season awards episode that as bad as Houston is, Florida's somehow worse.
Yeah, that's true. Well, because Houston was very bad.
But that was also implying that Houston was second worst, which I will agree with, but here they come. And I'd just like to point out something. We have had a rant on this podcast every week. Actually, we haven't in the past couple, but that's because I've made an effort to. But there was like a 7-episode streak where we did nothing. Okay, we did a lot of other things, but we had like a 7-episode streak where there was a Houston rant in there. And
you're
every
talking like Jeff on the fucking developer updates right now.
Every episode, I said, guys, you have a strength. You have one of the best Sombras, all right, in Dante. Use him, you ding darn danguses, you suck at goats. Use Dante, aight.
I got a text that said, "Holy shit, bitch ass fuck, get wrecked, trash man." Oh no, get wrecked, trash man. And then I said, "Gonna kill myself real quick," because I checked the score and it was sad. And then Adam said, "Eat my ass. All they needed was to go bankrupt, and they crush your boys." So, yeah, and then I sent him a picture about John Cena getting a boner, and then
that's a direct quote, boys. And I said that because I was proven right, because I said, use Sombra, you morons. They didn't, and then they used Sombra, and they not only beat the best team, they went 0-7 last stage, and then first game back after an 0-7 Did they go 0-7? Yes, they did. Yep, they did.
It's not the first game back, but... Oh, first game back, they do well against New York. And then they beat Shock.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. They did well against New York, but here's the thing. After doing well against New York, everyone was like, okay, my God, that was a bit of a weird...
Weird chant, my dude.
But then they beat the best team in the league, boys. And then they beat Boston, what at the time of playing, people thought was a pretty mid to high tier team. But after this week, it's really looking like they're maybe Garbo trash right now. And I feel bad for Fusions. He had a big desk slam.
A little XQC action there.
Well, here's the thing. There was the Jake slam, but early... in stage one, but his slam was kind of like a right. Fusions was like a.
Oh, you got why am I losing the game?
So part of me is like, all right, that calm down, buddy. Impression. But the other part's like, you just got 4-0'd by what was widely considered the second worst team in the league. What
was that a good impression?
Yeah, it was pretty good. So Houston good, all right? Everyone says Houston bad, Houston good. They were just making the wrong decisions until they heard ya boy.
I mean, good for now.
Well, what's their matchup next week?
Paris and Florida.
Easy wins.
Yeah. If they play well.
And then the next week, it's Washington and Toronto. Easy wins.
Wow, they might make the stage playoffs and then lose.
Yeah, maybe. Except here's the thing. Lose against who? Shock? Oh, wait, they beat them.
Do you really think that the Shock are going to lose to Houston again, dude?
Do you really think that Atlanta's going to beat New York twice, man? Yes, I do think Houston's going to beat Shock twice. Jesus Christ.
All right. We'll see. You're so angry right now.
Dude, I'm just hyped up because... Every time that you accused me of abandoning my team, I said, no, I'm still with them. They're just really struggling right now.
I just like Atlanta a lot more right now.
That's true. Here's the thing. Atlanta this season is very similar to Houston last season, where they're a very good team. They just fall. They just have these slumps.
You like that?
Very mid-table, slumpy team. You want to shut him up?
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, so I really like good mid-table teams. It's just Houston slumped big time this season, but now they're on the up.
And I'd like to point out something to everyone in the audience here today. Last stage, I'm going to say most of the time, Adam would talk about Atlanta, how good Atlanta is, things involving Atlanta.
Do you want me to talk about Atlanta?
No, I can talk about Atlanta. Don't cut me off, bitch. No cutting me off. This stage, Atlanta's not doing so well. Have you heard Atlanta come out of Adam's mouth yet? No. Houston's doing well. All Adam did before was yell about Houston, call them trash, call them idiots. Now they're doing well.
I didn't call them trash or idiots.
No. Oh, listen. Listen.
Oh, I am.
And then,
I am.
All of a sudden, it's all Adam's. Adam did everything right. It's all Adam. Houston's Adam's favorite team again. It was Atlanta.
Oh, I never said
Houston.
That.
No, it is.
No, I never said that.
Houston's your favorite team again.
Oh, no,
again
I never
now.
Said that.
Because here's the thing. You're weak. You follow the winners.
If I followed the winners, I would cheer for San Francisco Shock like a cuckboy. You?
Hey.
Or Vancouver.
I've been cheering for the Shock since they were born.
That's true.
I've been cheering for the Shock. I've been cheering for the Shock longer than you've been alive.
Because you liked the D.Va skin.
Because I like orange, dude.
Okay, but here's the
thing. Sue me.
Here's the thing. I don't follow the winning teams. If I chose the winning teams, why are... The
You've
two
got three
teams.
Teams.
Why are
You've
the two
teams you cycle
Why
through.
Are the two teams? Wait, no. You gotta let me speak now. If I'm cheer for winning teams, why are both of the teams I'm cheering for in the bottom half of the league standings? One of them in the bottom three and the other in 14th out of 20th place. I don't cheer for the winners.
Because you alternate, dude.
Oh, I alternate between 18th and 14th place.
Yeah, you have two teams you really like because they have these fucking streamers and shit on
them. Neither of them have streamers on them.
You're like, oh, I like Houston.
Okay, now I've realized this is a comedy bit.
You go, oh, look at DeFran. He's on my wall behind me.
Do you see DeFran on my wall behind me?
No, but you moved and shit. It's stupid.
Okay. Now, since you accused me of not talking about Atlanta, I want to talk about Atlanta real quick. They are 0-4 this season. Or not season. Not this season. This stage. But
absolute trash.
They've been performing better than they've ever performed. They've just been facing tough teams. Now, they could squeeze into the stage playoffs if they won every single one of their games very convincingly, but it's going to be close. Yeah, it's possible.
Getting into the stage playoffs has been, you need to have at least a 4-3 record.
Let's real quick look at the stage standings for each stage. Stage one.
Boston, 4-3 record. Shanghai, 4-3 record. They're not getting in.
Well, that's farts, is it not? Yeah, you're right. Anyway, my point is they're performing better than they ever have. Because here's the thing. They had a 3-2 against Shanghai. They really should have won that. They made a couple mistakes that were key. The main two things are Dogman and Baby Bay's alt usage is questionable. But other than that, it's pretty good.
Baby Bay more like cucky cuck, am I right?
And then, I hate you more than anything.
That was a funny joke, dude.
No, it really wasn't. And here's the thing. It looks bad because Seoul versus Atlanta was a 4-0 for Seoul. But if you look at the maps, it was 2-1, 5-4, 3-2, 3-2. They were competitive maps, boys. They were just...
Weak, mentally weak.
It usually came down to a fight. And that's sad to watch. But anyway, both of my teams doing very well. Weirdly enough, the roles have switched as far as who has chances to make stage playoffs. But
both of my teams are doing fairly well.
Both of my teams. Better than...
All I'm saying is your mental fortitude is very weak.
What is that? In what way?
Your brain is weak.
Why?
Because you can't deal with it.
Deal with what? The fact that my team beat you?
Loss, tragedy, loyalty.
Here's the thing, though. I can deal with loss. Here's the thing. I can deal with the loss.
No, you can't. You yelled for 8 podcasts about the goddamn Houston Outlaws. You can't.
Yes, because I wanted them to improve. Are you telling me?
Am I yelling about the?
Are you telling me that you didn't complain about the Shock being bad in season one once?
I never have. Check the tapes.
I will check the tapes. Anyway, let's move on for my teams because clearly it triggers you when my teams do well. You're just not used to losing. You're not used to losing. Just like the New York Excelsior. You can't handle losing.
I'm just not used to having such, like, I'm just not used to doing podcasts with such
pussies, we're moving on. Oh, you are used to it. We've been doing it for over a year.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm doing a lot of podcasts right now, really busy, okay? And none of them have as big of pussies as you.
Name one other podcast you do.
Inside Gaming.
All right, we're going to move on. What other games were of note? Let's say Philly. Everyone expected Philly to do bad, and they did. But they beat Boston. So that really just points to Boston falling somehow. Boston's trying out a new support line, and as much as people were crying to give Alamau a chance, it didn't work. So,
I mean, he was good on Lucio in the World Cup.
The main thing is Boston was doing well, and then they tried out this new support thing, and then they stopped doing well, and now they're still trying it. So my guess is something is happening behind the scenes.
Persia? They played Persia?
Persia is my guess.
Fucking a letter, dude.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, they played Persia against Philly. Oh, you don't have to autoplay that. Yeah, that's weird. Why would they do that? The fuck is this?
Anyway. Yeah, my guess is something is happening behind the scenes with Boston, the which trading. Always seems to happen. I don't know, man. Boston's... Huck is great at finding new talent and turning them over for a profit to find more new talent, but I don't think he's good at managing a team.
Yeah, because they're not going to win doing that.
No.
And I think most people know it, but maybe he doesn't.
So yeah, Philly bad, but Boston worse is the story of that. What else is noteworthy?
The Washington Justice finally lost.
What do you mean, finally lost? I will say this, though. Well, two things about Washington Justice. One, they showed some promise on Paris because they pulled out some weird, wacky stuff and tied with Hangzhou, who we've determined is a top team. They got absolutely obliterated on every single other thing.
Yeah. And then they got obliterated by Gladiators, too.
Yeah. So
maybe it's coaching.
Here's the thing. Maybe.
And Giannis, dude, too.
Well, that was going to be my second thing. They showed his stats compared to other tanks in the league.
Literally last.
Literally last in every single thing.
And, like, someone has to be last, but also... You don't have to be last in all of them, dude.
Which, I'm going to say something real quick, and you are not going to like it. So Florida faced Paris this week. All right, mm-hmm. Paris has been doing better.
Florida, are you going to say that Florida is better than Washington?
Florida got a map. And in the maps that Paris got, they were somewhat competitive on.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I hate to say it. Actually, you know what? Washington faced two top teams this week. How did they do last week? They faced Dallas. They tied one map. That's all that happened. Okay, I'm not going to rush to jump to any conclusions here. But I think... Even as fanboys of the Washington Justice, I do think that we should consider the possibility that maybe Washington is even worse than Florida. Not as an organization, but yeah, as just, a team.
Yeah.
As a whole. Not the players even necessarily, because I think the players on Washington are better generally. They've got a Sleepy, they've got a Corey. Can you really say
that? Oh, well, like, yeah. All the new players they
got
brought
got an Otto.
In. Corey. I don't know. Arc. The tank line's still weak. Haven't changed anything there.
That's basically it. But here's the thing. Wizard Young's the coach, and he's big boy buddies with Giannis. Why would he?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Something's got to change there.
Probably a bad move to try and coach your own team there, huh, Wizard Young?
Yeah. Who do they face next week? London, easy win. And that's it.
And then they better prepare for that game, dude, because London's not going to prepare for them at all.
Then they face Houston.
They actually could beat London.
They could beat London if they surprise them. Who else is London facing that week?
New York the day before.
Ooh. Washington. Okay, if anybody, if a... coach, player, social media manager, craft services person from Washington is watching or listening to this right now. Please get in contact with Wizard Hyung and tell him this. Guys, focus hard. Even now, all right?
I mean, they should be focusing hard now.
Yeah. Oh, this isn't even going to be up until... probably like Wednesday. Oh, they'll have time.
They're going to listen to this, dude.
The point is, focus hardcore on London, all right?
Mm-hmm. And fuck them up completely, dude.
They are not going to think twice about you. They're going to be 100% focusing on the New York game because they think that you're an easy win, which, mm-hmm. no offense, but you kind of are. but if you hardcore focus on London and you catch mm-hmm. them off guard because you pull some freaky deaky weird stuff, honestly, do some like quad DPS, weird Sombra. You don't even have to use Sombra. Go like May, Torb, I don't know. Do some weird trash that mm-hmm. they're not going to expect. Throw them off. Have some weird thing different for each map. Just throw them off because they're not going to be prepared for that because they're going to focus so hard on New York. You might be able to, if not get the win, you might be able to get at least a decent amount of maps.
I'm in gold now, so if you need help, I can help you.
Honestly, our help might be valuable.
I'm halfway to plat, so...
Dude, I'm almost... Actually, no. I lost a couple games with Jaden and Micah.
Of course you did. They're fucking throwers, dude.
It really is true. But I'm almost in plat, kind of. So looking forward to that.
They're throwers. They're absolute throwers.
I can't wait to like get into plat, and then I can actually call the chat plat chat without it being a compliment. Was there anything else of note?
Not really, I don't think.
Vancouver's still dominant.
Shock. Oh, the Shock Soul game. I tweeted before this. I was like, if
oh yeah,
Soul doesn't play Sombra, literally every map they're throwing. And they didn't really. I think they played closer to the end. They played some Sombra.
Yeah, but by then it was a little too late.
Yeah.
Soul's been very, very impressive recently. So that was kind of a strange game.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, yeah, I think that was their first loss.
That was their first loss.
And not only was it their first loss, it was their first time not 4-0-ing their opponent. Yeah, this stage. Mm-hmm. And they got 4-0'd. So that was a bit of a yikers. So it's kind of bad for Seoul.
What a weird week for the Shockers,
huh? 4-0 to Shock after Shock got beaten by Outlaws, who were considered the worst.
Yeah, because now Soul's worse than Outlaws.
Although then you could argue that Atlanta lost to Soul, meaning Atlanta's worse than Houston, which actually I'd argue right now that might be true.
Mm-hmm.
At least in the Stage 3 field. Anyway.
You want to do some predickies?
Let's do some predickies, and then we'll call it a cast.
A podcast.
All right, ready? Here we go. Shock. Here's the thing. Do you care which I call each name? Because like, I'm not gonna call.
I don't care. I know which one you're doing. So
Shock Uprising. Shock. Paris Houston. Houston.
Houston probably.
Hangzhou Dallas. Hangzhou. Hangzhou. I am gonna say this. Dallas been looking bad, very bad.
Yeah.
And honestly. I think it was Reinforced tweeted saying that they should pull OGE and try Trill out just to try something, switch something mm-hmm. up, even if it just means giving OG a break. And OG responded saying, I think that's a good idea. So maybe we'll see Trill. Shanghai Valiant.
Shanghai,
yeah. New York, London. New York.
New York.
Shock. Mayhem, Shock.
Yeah, Shock, the commander.
Gladiator, Shanghai.
Shanghai. That's my bold predicky. I think Gladiators would be favored in this.
I don't know. I don't think anymore. I think they're pretty even. I'm going to say Gladiators just because you said Shanghai. I think that could go either way.
Oh, interesting.
Chengdu, Vancouver. I'm going to say Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Is this the first team that we've seen face each other that have faced each other before in a regular season game? Because they faced each other before.
No,
that's not true. I'm stupid.
Atlanta, New York played twice.
Yeah, I'm a really dumb moron. This was just an exciting matchup, so maybe that's why. I'm going to say Vancouver. I feel like they've figured out Chengdu's antics. I don't even think it's going to be close. Sorry, Chengdu. Washington, London. Washington. Oh, yeah, boy.
Atlanta. We're going to be on the train, baby. The Corey train. That's not what trains sound like. Sorry.
Atlanta, Philly. Atlanta. Oh, yay. We just hate Philly. That's not because you think Atlanta's good. You just hate Philly, yeah. Toronto, Guangzhou. Guangzhou, I'm going to say.
Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Hangzhou, Seoul. Ooh, I'm going to say Hangzhou.
I say Seoul.
Chengdu, Dallas.
Dallas. I think Dallas is probably better than Chengdu now.
Boston, Paris.
What a bad fucking matchup, dude.
I'm going to say Paris.
I'll say Boston takes this one.
Houston, Mayhem, Houston.
Yeah, Houston.
Did you have to think about that one? Did you have to think about Houston?
No, I just said yeah.
You made a face. You went, ooh.
Well, I mean, the name is gross. The colors are gross. The emblem's gross. The team's kind of gross.
You chose the team that's bright orange. Tangerine orange.
Mm-hmm.
Vancouver. I think Valiant's been doing better, but not that good.
San Francisco has the hottest boys on it, too.
That I cannot argue with.
Have you seen Super? Have you heard his voice, dude?
Just before we outro the podcast, I just want to say, they were having a sale on Fanatics. You know this. I'm just telling the audience. They were having a sale on Fanatics. First of all, I thought it was $80 off on sale for $20. Turns out it was $20 off on sale for $80.
I looked at it, and he texted me. He's like, alternate jerseys are $20 right now. I was like, what? Really? So I checked, and then I was like, no, says sale $80, like the sale is $80, which it is very confusing the way they did it.
It was very,
because they put sale $80, not like on sale.
Oh, they almost $80. Fooled me and made me spend way too much money.
Yeah, I don't know,
but anyway, so Calder and I went, that's still a pretty good deal, it's still a decent deal, let's get some jerseys. And then I put both of our jerseys into a cart, and then with the duties and taxes, shipping, and conversion rate from American to Canadian, it was $140 each.
Yeah.
And that was with free shipping because I had a code. No, I'm not paying that. Imagine if there wasn't a sale.
What the fuck?
That would be like $180, almost $200 for a jersey. No way, dude.
And I was like, oh, it's a pretty good deal, so I'll just get like the core. I was gonna get the Corey Outlaws.
Yeah.
Cause like I like not Outlaws, Corey Alternate. Washington jersey. Mm. Cause I was like, oh, I like Corey, he's good. But then $140, dude? What the fuck?
Aren't you glad I checked with you before hitting the purchase button?
Well, if you didn't, I'd just be like, I'm returning this, dude. I'm not.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Imagine if I was like, hey, here's your jersey, and I gave it to you in person, and then you were like, that's how much literally... do I owe you? And I said, $140.
That would have been the most expensive clothing item I own.
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous. And here's the thing. Some people might say, just go to the international store. First of all, the prices are still... Those weren't on sale, so it was still $100 per jersey, which is already too much. But second, they only have two jerseys per team available. And guess what? Guess what the two Atlanta ones are?
What?
DeFran, not on the team anymore. And Kodak, not on the team anymore. Why? They finally announced the international store. Like, guys, you've been asking for this, but it's so bad. And it's hard to find. If you type in Overwatch League International Store, it doesn't even pop up. You have to like go to a link from an article. Figure that out, guys. Anyway.
Just go back to Into the AM.
Really?
Whatever, is it AM or AM?
AM, I think. Whatever stupid contract you signed for like 40 years or blood pact, I don't care what it was, get out of that contract.
Dude, it's so bad.
Fanatics is so bad. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening or watching this podcast. It was a bit of a late one, so we were a bit goofy, a bit gaffy. Sorry about the weird upload schedule. It's partially me not having time, partially me being lazy, partially me forgetting, and partially...
addicted to masturbation.
My brain doesn't work anymore.
Mm, me too, dude.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching, everybody. Love you. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
'Cause the
thing on the side of your headset change colors?
Yeah, it does.
Wow, RGB me up, boys.
But you wouldn't have noticed. I'm surprised you did notice. I'm so sorry. Oh, no.